listening to The Bobby Hill Report on Anchor. Liberty, we'll defend. Hey, y'all, this is Bobby Hill, and I want to thank you again for joining me on my podcast, The Bobby Hill Report, on this beautiful October 23rd, 2020. And I guess I feel a little obligated here to discuss the final 2020 presidential debate between President Trump and Vice President Biden. Now, I guess before I talk about this, if you don't already know, you should know, I don't buy into the left-right paradigm for the most part. Pretty much red and blue, it ends up turning into one color. They're all the same. I know that there is a difference between left and right, but what it boils down to, what they all care about is money and power, but mostly money first, because without the money, you lack power, right? And a friend of mine called me after the debate. I will say this, and he asked me, you know, how do you think it went? Who do you think won? Or who do you think the average American or person think would have won that debate? And I says to him, John, the average American and the average person is going to watch post-debate coverage, and they're going to be influenced by whatever Chris Wallace says, and, you know, some of those CNN, NBC, ABC anchors and journalists. And, you know, they're not going to play it fair. They never do. So, but I said, you know, if you're above average and you turn the TV off and you actually think about it for yourself, you might realize that Trump was the winner. Okay. And part of the reason that I think if anybody won a debate, it would have been Trump, was the fact that he was able to, he actually made good points. He didn't make personal attacks first. He didn't go, you know, right after Biden for what's going on with his son and his brother and with communist China and how they're making millions of dollars. And, you know, I mean, I'll say alleged. I personally, I haven't seen anything, but that's not the point. The point is, you know, Trump was, he wasn't going on the offensive. And then, you know, he got defensive. But, yeah, I mean, they went after him about the taxes. Trump says that he's prepaid on his taxes, tens of millions of dollars. And we won't know that. We can't know that until the IRS releases all that information. Now, why is it taking so long? Well, I guess because it's the IRS, but it's also the president. So, I don't know. I don't know if he's telling them, hold off on this, you know, drag it out as long as possible. Or, more likely, because, you know, a lot of people in our government who run the government are probably mostly to the left. Because to be involved in government and be able to tolerate it, I feel like you have to be a leftist. You have to want to be in control. And I know that sounds crazy, but these people, the left loves government. Bottom line. So, you know, will we get them before the election? Who knows? It's, you know, it's up in the air. And I hope we do. I hope we get them so we can see one way or the other. I have no opinion on whether or not he's telling the truth. Just like with Biden, you know, I don't know. I'm just a peon. I'm just the guy at the bottom here. So, anyway, something also to mention, which I did watch a little bit of the post-debate coverage, and I didn't hear anybody talk about how many times Kristen Welker, which the debate moderator, she did an okay job, you know, but there's a number here, 32 versus 2. That means she interrupted Trump 32 times and Biden twice. Excuse me. Now, I guess that can be taken a couple of different ways. Either Trump was, I guess, overspeaking his allotted time, and so she felt like she had to interrupt him. Or, you know, and Biden was just not overspeaking. But it did seem as though maybe when Trump was talking about certain things, she didn't like, you know, regarding Biden and whatnot, she did start to run her mouth. So I don't know. And it's sad. Again, it's sad the way that they treat not just Trump. Well, it's not sad how they treat Biden, because they are soft on him. They're easy on him. And which is kind of a segue into the next issue, which, of course, Hollywood. I mean, I mentioned the election defection the last podcast or two of them ago, two episodes ago. And, you know, these famous people, for some reason, a lot of them are like taking up for Biden. The guy, and okay, I get it. If these people are left-leaning liberals and they are fiscally liberal and they want to help people, right? That's what the left claims that they're about. Help the less fortunate, the poor. And they're like, well, we'll vote for the guy who's going to raise our taxes. You know, because I guess they're not responsible enough. They're not adult enough to take the money and then donate it. They're not voluntary. So they're not willing to do it voluntarily. But if they're forced, they will give up their money. Of course, God knows they make plenty of it, right? I saw this morning a story about good old Mel Brooks, actor and director Mel Brooks. I love his movies. You know, he does amazing work. Blazing Saddles, I mean, you know, what a hilarious comedy, which, you know, if any of y'all have ever seen it, you know, but, you know, yeah, he endorsed Biden. Now, that doesn't surprise me as much, because I know that Mel Brooks probably has leaned more left. But something that did surprise me is that famous actor Sam Elliott is doing a voiceover Biden campaign ad, which will be played during the first game of the World Series. Okay. Let's just paint a picture of this guy. And I know, again, paid actors. These people might be getting paid to endorse Biden. Or, and this is, you know, just, again, maybe more of a theory. Some people might actually go so far as to call it fact. And I don't know about that, but is Hollywood deathly afraid that Trump might actually, finish the pedophile hunt that he's apparently been on? And are these actors and directors complicit in Hollywood pedophilia? Because, many actors have been coming out and, claiming they've been victims, and they can name names, dates, places, even people coming out attacking Trump. What do you believe? But I don't know. But what I do know is the victims deserve justice, and I think that's the most important thing. So either the people that are coming after Trump, it's more of like you're going to come after us? Okay, we're going to lie. We're going to send these women after you lying, saying that you're a rapist. And part of me leans more towards that, which it's sad. It's sick and it's sad. But we know that Epstein, he was a piece of garbage, and now he's gone. And, we just got to wait and see how the rest of that whole thing unfolds. And, I got to tell you, if Trump doesn't blow that thing out of the water, then I think a lot of people are going to be personally upset. And they should be. And who knows what would happen. I know people are loyal to the president, regardless of what he does. But you can't be that way. You can't. You gotta hold. Trump wasn't always a politician, but he is. He is now. And you gotta hold his feet to the fire too. So. I didn't have a whole lot on the agenda for today. I just want to get all this presidential debate stuff out of the way. I'm ready for it all to be over. It's depressing. It is. Like I said on yesterday's podcast, or maybe I didn't, but yeah, I suffer from depression anyway, but when politics are thrown into the mix and it's everywhere, it really is. You can't get away from it, so you might as well embrace it, right? Anyway, I appreciate everyone's listenership and loyalty. We've expanded the audience from the U.S. and Europe to Asia. We've got listeners, and I've got people listening in Russia, the Philippines, and if you're listening here, I want to welcome you to the Bobby Hill Report. Short and sweet, baby. And I want to thank y'all again for listening, and I hope you'll join me Monday. I hope to have a podcast up in the morning. And don't forget to check out the Bobby Hill Report on Blogspot, because I write blogs on the weekends. It's just a little bit quicker, I can just sit there and write something up real quick, and that way there's some kind of content out there related to the podcast. All right, y'all, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.